Composting is one of the best things you can do on a daily basis to help fight climate change and protect the planet. If you live in Boulder County, you may already be using a curbside compost collection service, which is great. If not, consider trying your hand at backyard composting. It's pretty darn easy, and there's plenty of expertise locally if you get stuck. Compost happens naturally, no matter what, but by following these simple directions, you can help to accelerate the process to produce healthy soil. Step 1. Get a bin that's about 1 cubic yard. That's 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. If you don't want to use a bin, mark out a portion of your yard to accommodate a pile the same size. Size is important. Piles that are too small cannot hold enough heat for effective microbial activity, and piles too large, that's more than 5 feet cubed, don't allow for enough air to reach microbes in the center of the pile. Step 2. Mix 2 parts brown, which is dry leaves, small twigs, straw, etc., with 1 part green, which is grass clippings, kitchen scraps, etc. This 2-to-1 ratio provides the best mix of carbon, brown materials, to nitrogen, which is the green materials. Step 3. You'll need to chop or break up twigs and branches, large pieces of fruit and vegetable waste. Materials will break down much more quickly with increased surface area. Step 4. Keep the compost moist. Water your compost to keep it like a wrung-out sponge, basically, is what you're looking for. Step 5. Turn your compost. Compost needs air, so turning the compost will help it break down and will help prevent unpleasant odors. Step 6. When it is ready, your compost will look and smell like rich soil. Use your finished compost to feed your garden, flowers, potted plants, your lawn, etc. People often worry that compost will smell bad, but compost shouldn't create an odor if you take care of it properly and don't overload the system. Always bury the food waste by pulling aside some of the bedding, dumping the food waste in, and then covering it up with bedding. Bury successive loads of food waste in different locations in the bin. Healthy compost smells like soil. If your compost is smelly, that's a sign that it may need more air. So you want to be sure to aerate your compost pile by turning it regularly. Fruit flies can also be a nuisance. Discourage them by always burying the food waste and not overloading the system. To control fruit flies, add food scraps when they're fresh. Be sure to bury food scraps under the bedding and keep a lid on your bin, but be sure there are air holes for the worms. And a word of caution, although meat, bones, and dairy products are accepted in your curbside compost bin, they should not go in your backyard compost where they will attract animals and could become a nuisance or safety hazard. For more information about how to start and maintain a healthy backyard compost, check out EcoCycle's website at ecocycle.org/backyard-composting. Thanks for listening.